And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
And what color is that?
Yellow.
Have you ever heard it called a yellow?
No. I guess I have, but I've heard it called a yolk too.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard it called a yellow.
Uh-huh. And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Poached egg.
Okay. Or if you don't crack them, if you just put the whole thing in shell and all in hot water, then you have...
That's boiled egg.
And, you ever see a hog butchered?
Oh, yeah. I butchered them.
How do you do that?
You first scald him,
mm-hmm.
Get the hair off, and then you hang him up. When you shoot him, you stick him.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you hang it, get the hair off of him and hang him up, you cut his neck right under there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got him hung up, and you take your knife, and you butcher him down, and you take his chitlins out,
mm-hmm.
His insides out. Then you take the... When you hang him up, you split his neck there, that's to let the blood out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wash him down, and then you carry him to the cooler and put him in the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets chill, now you can do this if it's a cold day, hang him up a little while and
mm-hmm.
take him down and cut him up. But I never did have the proper soles. I have cut them up. You cut their hams off. And you save your backbone. And the way you do it, you have to, if you're going to have pork chops, you saw out on the side of the backbone about that far.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the ribs on it.
About 3 inches?
Yeah. Leave the ribs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take it, when he splits the backbone down, you've got a pork chop on each side. And if you just want backbone, you sew it right down and take a hatchet if you don't have a saw. And go right down side of the backbone, and then you got more spare ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And the shoulders, you trim the lean meat off of them, trim them up like a shoulder. And you put your lean meat in the sausage, and you put your fat meat in the lard.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it, the different fat, salt, pork?
The what?
Fat, salt, pork.
Fat, salt, pork, that's the sides.
Uh-huh.
If you want that side to go in there. Now you can also take the lean off of your side
mm-hmm.
and put that in your sausage meat
mm-hmm.
and take your fat there again and put it in your lard. And you can take those shoulders, if you like sausage,
mm-hmm.
and cut that shoulder up and put the lean meat on that shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can put all the lean meat in a hog, but your spare ribs, it'd be foolish to throw away your spare ribs. You can take a hog and put all the lean meat he's got in him and sausage and grind it up and make some of the best sausage they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just trim up the hams and trim up the shoulders and put the lean meat that's on the trim
mm-hmm.
in the sausage. And then you can put your fat in the fat. But you can put the hams in the sausage and the shoulders.
What?
And just have your backbone and your spare ribs.
Mm-hmm. What about the fat? Sort of meat you might use for boiling with greens?
Well, you can...
What are the different names for different types of...
Most of that comes out of the side.
Uh-huh.
Or either up next to your pork chops down below.
Did you call it fat back or white
fat,
bacon?
Fat back, and you could have it made into white bacon or you could have it made into curing bacon.
Uh-huh.
And that hog jowl on the hog's jowl.
Uh-huh.
Bottom part of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's as good a season as there are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're supposed to eat that on New Year's Day. Hog Joe, mm-hmm. black-eyed peas.
Yeah. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
Bacon.
Mm-hmm.